In every moment, greater truth can be revealed. Whether you have late-stage cancer or stress out over red lights, both are calls to heal. Insecurity, confusion, you're too good, you're not good enough. The short fuses, even drug abuses, only you can really call your bluff. Bitterness, guilt, resentment. I think you get the gist. Welcome to the human race, but don't let those ways persist. Just because you can't put your finger on it, don't mean it doesn't exist. So let's take all the keys that are up for the taking and unlock all the doors without pushing or breaking and start making our way through even though the next turn's a guess and keeping it real, no faking, though you may feel pressure like it's a test. It's not a question to stun, but a quest that's a pun. Where you feel like it's dark yet, you shine like the sun. You shine like the sun, and so does all and none, and don't run when you hear the starting gun, for there is no competition when there is only one, and the race doesn't end, because it has never begun. Like a spider's web spun, all things are connected. Touch one part of your being, and the rest is affected, so come corrected after your mind has been inspected, and where you hold fear. It's like a disease, you're infected, and it's contagious, this contagiousness, separated from bliss into a turmoil consciousness, and light dances with darkness, intimate like a kiss. And with time and grace, you see the pace, how life gives you teachings, they unfold in your face. And there's no second guessing when you know it's a blessing, going into the healing and out from the stressing. But now you must yield and no longer front the role. For now is the time to make friends with your soul. And when it's all said and done through great pain and great fun, there is nothing more important than being whole. And the start of healing's understanding illusion. How part of us is truth and the other part intrusion that disrupts the alchemy of fusion. That separates you from unity by some righteous or negative profusion. Would you rather be right? Or be healed. It's through humility that all truth is revealed. I kneeled down the other day when my plans were replaced by come what makes. At the end of the day, there've only been moments where we actually had say, like we can do nothing to stop the blue skies from turning gray. And one thing's true, though it's rather hard to say, because the deal with light is that it shows us the way. And it shows us our ignorance and our crazy whack trips, and oftentimes people aren't ready to get tips, but that thing is this, and I speak it with humility. One thing we must accept is full responsibility, or else we blame, getting burnt by the same flame. There's no need to protect your name when all you want to be is out of the rain. We are responsible for how we interpret the game. And suffering is simply the judgment of pain. But that's human. It's normal. In fact, it's a sign. And if you seek to learn, then its answers you'll find. Good and bad are nothing but perspectives. Period. That's it. Anymore isn't legit to be real, and don't quit. When you need to heal, negative thinking doesn't fit. For fear finds all the time in the world to bind you from the light and keep you blind. So you resign positivity with seemingly logical design. That's nothing but the illusion. See through it and walk free. Get the full understanding and ride the duality, for knowledge and intuition combined is the key. So free yourself up and lift that cup. And if it leaks, then patch it up. Reality floats on a mystery. And healing is always possible. To align yourself with love and humility is to be energized by the unstoppable. We choose how we receive, and again, how we send. Some follow circles and look for its end. Others go with the flow and don't break when it bends.